Kunjabi Hari Devi Dasi. Well, I guess it should be either Kunjabi Harini Devi Dasi or Kunjabi Hari Dasi, because we don't know of any Kunjabi Hari Devi. Kunjabi Hari is a male name. Yeah, to tell you the truth, I thought the same thing at the time, but they're certainly rocks of a sort, and they appear to be quite light. And they float. So maybe Lord Ram used them. I don't know. I mean, in that Chardham Yatra, I wasn't, in that visit to Rameshram, I wasn't doing a scientific, technical, or you could say conclusive study. It's just that it's there. It's at one of the temples you can go, and they show you these things which to our direct experience, they look like rocks and they float, which shows that some kind of rocks, they can float. Maybe they're not normal rocks, but they are some kind of rocks and they float. Maybe you could say there's nothing mystical about that. Well, maybe there was nothing mystical about the rocks that Lord Ram had to build, that he built his bridge with. It's there at Rameshwaram. You can go and see for yourself if you like. Maybe the rocks are lighter than water. Maybe they naturally float. Whatever natural means, that means by the arrangement of God. What else can I say? should the rocks be heavier than water and would naturally sink? Is that required? I don't think so. I don't think, as far as I know, there's no statement in Ramayana that Lord Ram brought rocks that were heavier than water and he made them float. Just as said, there are rocks. What kind of rocks, we don't know. But from this we can see that there are rocks which float. So you can surmise whatever you like from that.